Just to pick up where we left off. So Tosa says what? Tosa says, he brings up the lock of the wet nurse and then says, oh, by the way, you can't leave your kid with a idolatrous doctor. Okay? Now, and then he says, okay, that's one point he makes. Okay? Now, at that point, what should we ask?
Why?
When you ask that, why, I'm not sure what you mean.
It's like, what?
The fact that Tosus has to tell us to you, telling you, you should learn from that what would you have thought? Maybe what? Maybe the doctor case is
mutter.
It's different. Kumash, what? I understand, but Tosus puts it together in his theme, so we have the right to ask that. I understand. I understand, but I think that you could say that. You could just say, listen, he's bringing it in to... He's still bringing it in. Now, you're right, there's other areas where this might be mentioned, but the point... But I want to posit that here, he's bringing it in thematically for a reason. He has an overall svara that we keep modifying, and I think this would fit in as well. But the havmin would be, is maybe you think that the doctor case should be fine? Kamash one, that no, leaving a kid with a doctor is usser. Then there's a second qualification, which is that maybe you think it's only usser when what? When Shvichus Damim is the issue. When there's actual murder is the issue. Kamash Milan, no. Even if...
Spiritual
stress. Minitis. They get the min, right? they get the min. If they get the min action, that'd be the problem as well. Okay? So just out of respect for me, please push aside your skepticism of the... Oh, okay, fine. Let's try and define this. No, I wasn't sure. I never know with you.
Even so...
What?
Even so, we would...
Hold on, Rosh Moldovan. Point I want to make across first. The question is, what can you look in? What can you see in the situation of a doctor treating the infant versus a midwife delivering the infant? What makes the situation different, and then how do you make it the same? There has to be something different at first that Tosus is thinking about. That's why I don't think you have to know every Gemara. You know, one thing, there's something about what doctors do, or let's say people practicing medical care, non-delivery medical care do, trying to make a kid feel better, that's different than delivering a baby. What would you say it is?
Well, I mean, it is the definition of someone trying to heal someone, so you cannot contradictory definitions in one session. It's a definition of healing and a definition of killing. So how can you, this can't be going against
powers. Okay, good, but, okay, so meaning what? So, what? Right. Right. So let's be categorical. What would you think by the doctor versus a nurse? A nurse is going to do, what are we concerned about by a nurse? What's she going to do? Kill the baby, right? But what are we concerned about the doctor? The Tosus is very coy. He doesn't tell you what the concern is. I know. How, though?
Make a mistake. Error.
In other words, isn't there a difference there? And what do you mean by an error? An error could be, you know what an error could be?
Wait, how do you know error?
What's he going to do?
No,
the baby's out. It's a year old. There's no swishing head anymore. Swishing head's a technique you use when you deliver the baby, right? We don't know what the doctor's going to do, right? But I'll tell you... I know, but one second. You want to say, oh, well, since the doctor's role is to heal people, right? So then it'll be a target of Sasha's role. But what about a midwife? Isn't her role to deliver babies or bring them into the world? Let me ask you a question. If we go based on the results, right? The Muskana is obviously going to say, what do we look at ultimately? We care about one thing, right? Going back to our Svar all along, we just care about results. So it doesn't matter if it's, if it's a wet nurse or a midwife or a doctor. At the end of the day, what do we care about? We care about potential baby murders, okay? We care about preventing, lowering the baby murder rate, okay? Well, why would you think the doctor's different? That's what I still want to. Why would you think that's different? What's different about the doctor? Some want to say it's different than the gavra, but why? What would the gavra different? What do I care that he's trained to heal? That's making a great first step, I think. Zev is saying, well, there's definitely something different here because here the baby's sick, right? So now the parent has to. Now, if you don't do anything, what's going to happen to the baby? All right, so with that starting point,
baby's going to die.
Well, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So now what?
So now, right, so if you're trying to reduce infant mortality, so maybe you're not trying to reduce infant mortality rates, you're trying to...
Okay. The doctor what, is more knowledgeable in the ways of killing a baby undetected.
How do you know?
Because he's a doctor.
So what?
And that's I'm not a doctor. He knows.
Let me ask you a question.
No, because
what does a nurse what does a nurse have to do to kill a baby? Squeeze the head, right? Right. She has to do something, right? She has to do something. Without question, she has to do something, right? But when it comes to the doctor, what is it? Isn't that the difference? In other words, it is. In other words, maybe what Tosfos is telling you is that again, it's just a small modification of a svar. But maybe you think like this. Maybe halacha says. Well, let me finish. Maybe halacha is that when they made a drabanan, when they made this drabanan, right? Why is it limited to simply the area of let's say midwives, a wet nurse? Because it has to be a maisa hariga, has to be a clear maisa hariga. And there's an action, there's an act of killing, right? But a doctor's not. It could be the doctor does an act of killing, but it could also be what does the doctor do? Nothing, right?
But, I mean, exactly.
But it's not. But the point is, the question is that what's lacking is he could do a maisa hariga, but remember we're dealing with unusual. I'm dealing with chashash. Maybe you'll say that if the person's not. To be descriptive, if the person is not prone to always doing this, meaning the only way the midwife is going to, at least according to Gemara, the midwife is going to kill the baby is through some type of maisa, right? An active maisa hariga, which that's what you said the right words for.
The doctor can kill the baby by not
what?
Doing anything.
Right, exactly, right. So maybe that's why you might consider it to be different. Maybe you'll say that at the end of the day, there's no he's not bound to do an active act of killing. Rather, what could he do? He could just say, listen, I don't know. You know, whatever. So maybe
you
say, now. By the way, now I'm not. Now, what's it? What? Can we at least talk it out? There was, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? There's some Havamina there. Really, you know what the Havamina is?
What?
You know what the Havamina is?
It's not the doctor. It's the receptionist.
What?
You don't
think what? Fine. Since Tucker complains, we have to know all the facts. Let's say, you know what? When we get to the case of Minas, what Minas is, that's going to be next to yeah. That's fine. Fine. We will be going to the Gemara. But remember, you have to remind me to go back to Sosos. Okay. All right. Enough. Guys, let's take up the next thing. Now we have a big problem now. We have a big problem. Problem now is that when it comes to breastfeeding, right? When it comes to breastfeeding, it turns out it's not so clear, right? Mordechai, you can read today.
Oh, but this doesn't appear tonight.
You will.
Oh, he gave you a T while you're done now.
I'd like you to read.
Read. All right, I'm getting kicked out of this year.
Look at the Hosefta.
No, you have sheets. Yeah, I have sheets.
Do someone read. Let's go.
Read. Morty, start.
Okay, which says, come on. Ain Yonkin. Look at the Tosefta. Look at the third source.
The third one?
The third source.
Tosefta.
Tosefta. And you see what it says, Ain Yonkin, second to last word on the line.
Second to last word on the line.
Second, yeah, Ain Yonkin.
Ain Yonkin. Should I just read? All right. Ain Yonkin. Lo Min Hanefri.
Nachris.
Nachris.
Me behemat tzmeah.
Okay,
so a Jewish child cannot nurse from either a non-Jewish woman, right, or a behemat tzmeah. Okay, and then of course, but if it's a kanas hafashos, of course, what do you say? The child can. Now, if you look at the Tosefta, Tosefta says what? It says a Jewish baby cannot nurse either from a non-Jewish woman or a behemoth man. So what would you think at this point? I was curious what you guys would think.
It sounds like it's the same isser.
Oh, it sounds like it's the same isser.
Yes.
Which would therefore imply what?
It's not because she has a dumb. It's not the same way.
What? What? Why? Oh, and very good. It's about time. And yet, I didn't ask that question until what? I saw Rabbi Hanano, who says, that is the problem. You know what the problem of a child nursing from a, what do you call it, a non-Jewish woman is, right? Forget the issue of Shvichas Dam for a second. You'll see how it plays in. It's an extension of Behemoth Tzmeah. Meaning, what is it? Just like I can't have, quote-unquote, treif milk, I can't have treif breast milk. But then, one second. But you can't tell me the problem of a Isha Nachris is...
She's
Tameh. Right. But what kind of thing is that?
You're allowed.
The Rashba. The Rashba says that this is the Rashba's Chavmin is Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashba says you don't have it in front of you. He says Yonek Tinok v'Holoch Mechalav Nachris Umi v'Heima Tmeya v'Ein Choshishin v'Yonek Shekets Mistavra Daha D'Nakan Nachrios Lo Shehe Chalav HaNachrios Aser Yoser Mechalav Bas Yisrael. Right? So you can't tell me that the milk of a, it's not that the substance of the milk is more of a problem, but yet Rabbeinu Chananel is going to hold that what? It's a problem in the substance. Think about that for a second. That's weird. That Rabbeinu Chananel actually holds it's a problem in the substance. Okay? Now, one second,
Does it make any sense?
But what about
you're allowed, aren't you allowed to have your baby be restaurant, your shalmi?
Yeah, we get that. Avon Nachrios. Nachris. What? No, we'll get back to the Rashi. Hold on.
Avon Nachrios.
Menekes.
Menekes. Shalmi.
Bas Yisrael. Well, one second. But on the other hand, the Gemara Yerushalmi openly says that a non-Jewish woman is allowed to nurse a Jewish baby. Now, we got a stira. Tosefta says not allowed, right? Let's forget the comparison to Behemoth Tzmeya for a second. It says not allowed. This says it is allowed. Okay, so how do you get out of that problem? Okay? What? Ritva. So Ritva is going to say what? You skip down to the Ritva where he says... No, keep going. Skip down where he says... I told you this stira, right? V'yesh Omrim. Right? See the third to last line. V'yesh Omrim.
V'yesh Omrim and Hacha.
Nami.
Sharinan. Hela Shein. Menika. Dudo Shal Yisrael.
Mitsuya.
Mitsuya.
Ukrova. Okay, stop. So now this forces us. What's the. This is not a Sfarah question, just Gemara methodology. What does this force us to do now? Which side is the Ritva taking? He's saying what? No, the Ritva is saying it's
Mutter.
Which means now when we look at the Gemara, it's Mutter. He's taking the Yerushalmi side.
So this is the great
Mahalokas.
This is the
Mahalokas.
He says, what?
No,
notice
that
this.
No, that's not true. Now we know that. Yeah.
This guy seems tall.
Look, I know. We know. You don't have to apologize for that. It's just a reality. You wouldn't apologize if you're missing a leg. Okay. With what? Okay. Now, let's get this clear. In other words, what do we? If we learn the Gemara Bavli now, how do we learn the Gemara Bavli? The Gemara Bavli is like this: when I have Jewish and non-Jewish women in my town who both could breastfeed, who do I have to choose?
Jewish.
Without question. Why?
Intrinsic.
What?
Intrinsic.
What? Okay, now, but if, well, let's say there are no Jewish women around in town. Right now, what do? I'm allowed to use a non-Jewish woman, even though there's a chashash, even though, well, you can't say, right, I'm allowed to use non-Jewish women, but I got to be careful, because what do non-Jewish women do?
Kill babies,
right? But now, let's go back for a second, but why in general should I not go to a, if I have a choice of non-Jewish woman versus Jewish woman? But what? Okay, you guys are missing the point here. No, but then if the more primary issue is, forget the issue of Shvichus Damen. The primary issue is that we don't want Jewish children drinking not idolatrous breast milk.
So I mentioned put into a cup.
What? Right, okay. Why? That's the question. So Rabbeinu Chananel is going to say, I'll tell you why. You know what the kid's eating? Treif milk. But then, of course, the question is, what do you mean treif milk? First of all, and you guys don't even know there's some chulin for the, because you weren't here last year, and a few years ago. And even more so, we mentioned this. But and when it comes to chulin from a human, we say in general that what? What? That's not what? Not only is not tummy, it's also not what? It's parv. It's not milk. It's not milk in any normative sense. Yeah, we don't say it's milk. What?
Wait a minute.
Looks like milk. Okay, that's a different issue.
Hang on, just a minute.
Agreed. So why are they concerned about it? So watch this. Okay, look at the Ritva now. I just want to end up with these facts. So the Ritva says, and his second answer, he says, like this, he says in the second page, on the top, he says, Umiyu Chachamim Asru. No, let me just do this. Wait. What? So now the Ritva says, Umiyu Chachamim Asru. Why? Meaning non-Jews, what do? They're Ochlin, Shkutzin, Vermusin. The chalav shalahen molid achzarios umidos raos. Yikes! So what's the problem? The problem is since they eat these bugs, what's going to happen is that's going to transfer into the breast milk, and then the kids' midos now will be ones of anger and cruelty. Whereas when it comes to one second when it comes to Jewish women, they don't eat that. So what's going to happen? Minus chasidus. Okay, that's his answer. I'm running out of time, but that Rich and Rashi bring down is that, and this is the other svar. Either you're going to tell me that the problem is, it's going to be difficult how we define this, but either you're going to tell me the problem is that by drinking the breast milk, so since the non-Jewish woman eats these things that have cruel features to it, that the kid's going to be affected midos-wise, or the other possibility is that no, that since she eats these things that are treif, what's he going to taste? Right, in other words, it's going to be the taste of treifus in the milk. It's going to be treif-ish milk, right? But not Rabbeinu Chanana. It's going to be crickety milk. It's a baby, but baby doesn't know. What? This is the Ritva and Rashi. What are you going to say? Either you're going to tell me the problem is that it's nothing to do with the flavor of the milk, rather what? It's the bad midos milk problem. Or you're going to say, no, the milk is going to be flavored with, and we don't want the baby to get used to the flavor of shkatzim. That would be very bad. Okay? And that's, wait one second, and that's all arguing, hold on, that's all arguing Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan says, no, there's an intrinsic problem with the milk of being chalav behemat tzmeach. Okay. Now, obviously, we know, one second, Shua,